David, I wonder if you might like to tackle this question from Steve Gale. He's written to us on Facebook. And he's asked if it's safe to use grey water, so this is water from the sink or from the shower, etc., to water things like fruit trees or crops in your garden. Now, we talked about using it to flush the toilet, but using it to feed the plants that you might one day eat is a bit of a different issue.
Yes, I think I would be perfectly happy to water my flower bed with grey water, but I think I would be just a little bit cautious about watering fruit or vegetable that you were going to eat, just as a precautionary measure.
So what sorts of problems could you actually build up in there? I mean, is it going to fill up with pathogenic bacteria, or is it purely just a case that we know it's been used, we know it's got the chemicals in it from, say, your shampoo, and they may impact on the soil
quality?
Well, I
think it's both of those, yes. I mean, there's the shampoo chemicals that might be taken up by the plant. And certainly, even though this grey water comes from maybe the sink, it can also come from the shower and the bath. That can also have pathogenic bacteria in it.
So probably best at the moment just to stick to flushing your loo with it.
But I would, yes.
He also mentions another one, which is the runoff, the drip collected from an air conditioning unit. Now, air conditioning, essentially the water that comes out is distilled water. Is that likely to be a problem? Presumably it's going to be pure and clean, really healthy water, but is it an issue to be putting distilled water on our plants?
No, I don't think that's an issue. I would just be slightly cautious with air conditioning units of any type because of the issue of Legionella, which can cause Legionnaire's disease in very extreme circumstances. Now, I'm not suggesting it would cause a problem in this case, but I would be cautious with that water.